Hello everyone and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know it's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which are tips and tricks for couples who are actively planning their wedding. For those of you guys that may be tuning in for the first time, hello, I'm Jasmine. I own and run Jasmine Norris Photography, and I do these little Wedding Wednesday podcasts just to kind of provide some helpful tricks for couples that are planning their wedding. So for this installment of Wedding Wednesday, we're going to be talking about some tips to help you stay healthy for your wedding and your honeymoon. The last thing that you want to happen is to get sick before your wedding or your honeymoon, or to get sick while on your honeymoon. So these following tips will help make sure you stay healthy and on the top of your game. So first, we'll kind of talk about before the wedding and your honeymoon. One thing that you're going to want to try to do is avoid high traffic areas. The number one thing that you can do to stay healthy and ward off sickness is to prepare in advance. Stay away from areas that will have a high concentration of sick people as much as you can. You're also going to want to make sure that you are staying up on your vitamin C intake to help fight off any germs that may come in contact with. I also swear on emergency. Whenever I feel like I may be getting sick, I mix this in a few glasses of water and it seems to zap whatever it could have been. So go ahead and take some extra vitamin C, drink some orange juice, make sure you stay healthy. You can also get a flu shot. So depending on your health history and time of wedding and honeymoon, you may want to consider a flu shot. I personally have never had a flu shot, so that's something that you want to talk to your doctor about and kind of do your own research on, but it could be something that could be beneficial for you. And then it goes without saying, make sure you're washing your hands frequently. Make sure whenever you're out and about, wash your hands as much as you can and try to avoid touching your face. That way, if you do pick up any germs, they won't turn into a sickness. And now we'll kind of move into like during your honeymoon to make sure you're staying healthy during your honeymoon. You obviously want to follow those above tips as well. Obviously, you will probably be in some high traffic areas, but just make sure you're washing your hands frequently and staying as healthy as you can. You're also going to want to pack some bug spray. So depending on your location, you may also want to watch out for bugs, mosquitoes, sand fleas, etc., and pack some bug spray to make sure you don't come back home with something a little more serious. And also just kind of, you know, if you have a bunch of mosquito bites on your honeymoon, you're going to be itching. That's not really comfortable. So having some bug spray handy might be a good thing. You'll also want to watch what you eat and drink. If you are traveling abroad, you may not be able to drink the water or eat raw fruits and vegetables in your location. So you're going to want to make sure you research that in advance. Even though it's your honeymoon, you still won't want to go hog wild on the food as well. Nothing is worse than eating too much and feeling bloated for the rest of the trip. So certainly eat all of the great food, but just don't like gorge yourself. You're also going to want to pack sunscreen, just like bug spray mentioned above. If you are going to a sunny location, you will want to pack sunscreen and a hat or sunglasses, because sunburns just suck. At their least, they are painful and uncomfortable, and at their worst, they can cause cancer. You know, your skin can peel. It's just not a fun thing to have. So make sure you're applying that sunscreen throughout the day to avoid any uncomfortableness. And remember, you can still get a tan when wearing sunscreen. And lastly, you're going to want to remember your safety while you're on your honeymoon. Honeymoons are a time when some couples are adventurous, which is great. However, you won't want to get a broken leg at the beginning of your trip. Remember to stay safe while on any crazy adventures, and also be aware of your surroundings. Just like in the U.S., not all places are as safe as others. So hopefully those tips will kind of help you stay healthy and safe during your wedding and your honeymoon, so you can have the best time possible. So that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. Be sure to tune back in next week. Thanks, guys.